We're at the Iowa Farm Bureau meeting being held in Des Moines this week, and we're going to talk with Dave Miller, who is the Director of Research for Iowa Farm Bureau. Well, Dave, first of all, I guess we need to talk about the Farm Bill, and this thing just kind of keeps dragging on and on, and nobody really seems to know what's going to happen here.
It'll happen sometime. That's probably the most definitive statement that can be made about it. Clearly, there are sectors of the farm community that are very affected already by the lack of a farm bill, the dairy industry being the first. But conservation programs are going to be affected by the farm bill. While a number of those can work off annual appropriations, the fact is there is some permanent funding and other things there, and it is likely that conservation funding is going to be tied up after the first of the year and much more difficult to occur. The risk management side, with prices where they're at, that's not been as big of a deal, if you will. But again, the uncertainty does make it a big deal. And so there's no reason not to do one. That's the probably, from a political standpoint, that's probably the frustration that's out in farm communities. There is no reason not to do one. And the political stalemates that are going on in D.C., whether it's tax policy, whether it's the farm bill, whether it's pick your topic of choice, appears to be raising additional frustrations. We need to get a farm bill done. Do it now.
You mentioned tax policy, and I guess the estate tax was one of the big concerns for farmers right now.
Well, it definitely is. I mean, there's probably close to 15,000 farms in Iowa, at least, that move beyond that could be affected with the change in reversion of estate tax from a $5 million exemption to a $1 million exemption. It doesn't take much of a farm in today's markets to hit that kind of an exemption level. I mean, you can have 80 acres, and with prices of land that's in north central Iowa, and easily be above those levels. We're not talking mega farms. We are talking very small family farms now being put at risk of generational continuity. You take estate taxes to where they are in the day of the century, farm could be over.
We were talking here about the problems on the Mississippi River, shipping challenges there, and how big a issue is this for Iowa farmers?
During January, it's probably not as big an issue as it might be at other times of the year, because the river normally closes north of Davenport. But it is a big issue. A lot of fertilizer moves up the river, and the staging for that really occurs in February, March, and April. We move a lot of nitrogen. We move a lot of diesel fuel up the river. There are beginning to be some spot shortages of diesel fuel at several of the cities up along the river. Some of this may have to do with Hurricane Sandy and refinery closures and redistributions, but it's also a piece of the river. Getting the river is important to Iowa, and it's a very important to particularly southeast Iowa during the winter months and getting things in shape for a spring planting season. These things don't happen at the time. You can't start moving the fertilizer when you need to be and applying it. You need that those products staged well in advance so that stockpiles are there.
The Corps of Engineers, again, kind of at odds with agriculture and in their policies on water?
I don't know if I'll say at odds. They're following their master plan, and I think there are multiple interests at stake here. Clearly, the upper Missouri people are worried about water flows and for irrigation and for recreation and those types of things. But on the other hand, there are some significant differences of opinion, is the way I'd phrase it, as to exactly what is the right pool that ought to be maintained on those upper Missouri levels. The lower Missouri states, Iowa being among them, have said we ought to move flood control needs to be number one purpose of those upper Missouri reservoirs. And we would like to see those reservoirs carried at a slightly lower level so that they have capacity to handle snow melt off, etc. We have moved back into a slight La Nina in terms of off the Pacific, and that tends to correlate with heavier snowfalls into Montana and the Dakotas through the winter. So it's a year where early signs are maybe we have to worry again about heavy snow melt on the Missouri. And I think bringing those reservoirs down to the lower end of the normal pool, using that water to maintain shipping on the Mississippi, are all things that are of interest to Iowa at this point.